This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Let's clear the air, shall we? 585-252-9800. Who do we got weighing in here this morning? Thank you guys for all the unpopular opinions. Dan texted in first and said there should be a deposit and return system for cigarette butts to encourage the dirty, lazy, littering people who just drop them in the street to not do so. I don't think that's going to work, Dan, but I like where your head's at.
Dan, you're crushing it.
There should be a deposit and return system for cigarettes. Have you seen those new smoking commercials on TV?
No.
They're brutal.
Why?
Like, if you smoke cigarettes, you're going to die a very terrible, slow death.
You are.
And I'm like, oh, I don't really know anyone that smokes anymore, except for a couple of our coworkers.
Except for all of our coworkers. We are the, I am proud to say that we are the only station in this building who doesn't have someone working on it that smokes cigarettes.
Actually,
how crazy is that?
You want to take it a step further? Breezy and I have never tried a cigarette in our entire lives.
I wouldn't say that. I definitely have.
Oh, you have. Oh, that's right. What? You thought you were going to get addicted.
No, I was addicted. So picture this. I'm blackout in New York City.
Oh my God.
And I'm at Town Hall. And I'm at a Halloween party and I'm smoking a cigarette outside. I'm like 22 at the time. And I'm flying home the next morning with nicotine in my mouth. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm addicted to these. God. Now I'm, and I was spiraling down a drain on the plane, which just sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. And I was like, so now I'm addicted to cigarettes. Right. And now I have to purchase my first pack of Camels. And it was a hard journey, but we made it.
Filtered.
Yes. I need to do mine for today because I've been thinking about it all weekend.
All right, right after mine.
Okay.
I think companies should have to legally declare how many, like how long they reasonably expect their products to last. So if it's going to break after 3 years, I think they should just say it. You know what I mean? I don't want my TV going bad during the Super Bowl. Just say, hey, we give this a shelf life about 3-4 years, then you're definitely going to need another one.
Did you watch the Buy Now documentary?
Didn't finish it.
Me neither. But my girlfriend looked at me and was like, this is literally you. And I'm like, why are you talking to me?
If you guys haven't seen this on Netflix.
It's actually quite scary.
It's very scary because, let's be honest, we're all huge consumers and we buy and buy and buy. And where do you think all that crap is going eventually?
Yeah.
Where does it end up?
And just even like, you know, what it takes to make it and put into the air.
Yeah.
It's wild. Not even talking about the consequences of which when you get rid of it or throw it. When you throw things away, this is basically the entire documentary, when you throw things away, you're not actually throwing them away. They're just going somewhere else that is taking up space, polluting air, things of that nature.
And a majority of these clothing, too, I know some of us
like covered in lead.
Donate clothes, but a lot of them are just getting burned in landfills. It's very scary. It's a good watch, though. What's yours for today?
So mine for today is I need to just say this and say it one time and say it as loud as I can for the people in the back. I'm so sick and tired of people throwing around buzzwords thinking they know what they mean, and they're only using them because they're trendy. Narcissist, gaslighting. Like, we use the term narcissist like we say hello.
A lot of people use it,
and it's just too much. Like, I can't take it. I can't take one more, because calling someone or something or a tendency narcissistic is extremely, extremely damaging to one's character, and we're just throwing it
around
like candy.
Now it doesn't hold its value.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't hold its weight.
These words, when you make them buzzy and cute and quirky and fun, they don't mean what they are intended to mean in a dictionary or what the actual definition of it is. So if you're going to sit there and say, oh my God, that person's such a narcissist, that person's gaslighting, please define a narcissist for me. Please. No, please do. Well, you know, they're mean. It's like, what? Grow up. Stop using words you don't. And listen, I'm not saying I know what words mean. I'm dyslexic. I can't even read. But like, at the same time, don't use words to make yourself sound smart when you don't even know what they mean. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good. All right. Thank you, Breezy. Appreciate that. Let's go over to Karen. What a time to be a Karen. People who say winter is their favorite season are weird, and when asked to justify it, will describe some perfect scene that happens once or twice a year. Blue sky, crisp, still air, etc. That's not a season. That's a weekend. Winter is 99% dark, overcast, rainy, with horrible forced winds. There, I said it. All right. Karen, well said, actually. Well said.
Thank you so much, Karen. And this person just comes out of the gate and said, bread isn't that good. There, I said it.
It's a hot take.
All right. Thank you.
Bread is not that good. Sports podcasts need to stop inviting guests that have no qualifications to be on there. I could give a rat's ass what Jake from State Farm thinks about the Buffalo Bills' third down conversion rate. There, I said it.
Also, why is nobody talking about the fact that Tom Brady last night looked like he was fighting for his life? He was so scared. I was like, blink twice if you're okay.
Well, listen, this is all very new to him, being a commentator, you know?
Yeah.
He's played the game for years. He hasn't really had to talk about it in front of millions of people, but he's getting better each week. There, I said it.
Okay.
Morning, Moose and Breezy.
Stan.
Elementary school teacher here. If you're one of the parents who allow your son's hair to grow long, we know he's going to be a little turd. There, I said it. Oh, shots fired.
And that's what we call gentle parenting. Perfect.
And then let me end it with our boy Chuck. Once a cheater, always a cheater is not true. There, I said it. I've changed. I'm being fully honest. I've changed.
Chuck the cheater weighing in.
We believe you, buddy. Thanks for weighing in.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free